This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. The Green Bay Packers have barreled through the first quarter of the regular NFL season with 3 wins and 1 loss. The team's working their way through a variety of injuries, plus controversy around the national anthem. But one thing that's raised some eyebrows this season has been the team's defense. It's been a longtime annoyance for Packers fans, and now some critics have been silenced. To talk more about the Packers' season so far is Bob McGinn. He's a longtime Packers beat reporter who recently retired from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and launched his own website, Bob McGinn Football. I asked him to assess the Packers' defense so far this season.
Well, they haven't played great offenses. You know, Seattle had a terrible offensive line, and that's held true. And the Bengals, they have some talent, but when they came to Lambeau Field September 24th, they hadn't scored a touchdown in 2 games. And the Bears' offense has a bad quarterback. So, you know, the one time they faced a good offense, Atlanta, they got blown out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to judge right now. You know, this has been the easiest 2 weeks of their schedule, this Bengal-Bear pair of them. You know, Mike Daniels has been hurt for almost all of 4 games, and there's still questions. We haven't seen Devon House. So I just don't know how good they're going to be on defense. It's really a mystery.
So what does it take for the Packers to be confident in their defense and for the fans to trust in the defense?
All right. Now, this week they play at Dallas,
mm-hmm.
and if they can stop that offense, that's a high-powered, very high-powered group. That would be a huge signature moment. When they play New Orleans here, New Orleans gains a lot of yards with Drew Brees. That's one. Detroit with Matthew Stafford has weapons. So, and Pittsburgh coming up here. So those are all litmus test games. And we'll know more about the defense then.
So this weekend, the Packers are facing the Cowboys. Cowboys have 2 wins, 2 losses. Is there anything in particular you'll be watching for in this game?
Yeah, how their run defense stacks up against that Cowboys' great offensive line and the running back, Ezekiel Elliott. And how will the, you know, the Cowboys have had a lot of defensive problems. They just got upset by the Rams on their home field Sunday. I mean, the Cowboys are 2-2, and they're not going to be feeling in a real happy mood right now. Can the offense really put up a lot of points against a vulnerable defense? Those are some of the things.
Okay, I want to ask you about an article you wrote a couple weeks ago. It was called Lesson Learned, Packers Will Not Go to the Super Bowl. There's a lot to unpack in that, but one of the things that stuck out to me was how you've noticed how management and coaches seem to be lacking that fire in their bellies that was present in other seasons. Why does this matter?
I do think that, during training camp, Thompson, obviously McCarthy's running every practice, and Thompson is attending every practice. And I do think the rank and file look at your superiors, whatever line of work you're in, and I think they study them and they look at them all the time. I just think it's human nature. And I'm not certain that when you look at McCarthy right now and when you look at Ted Thompson, just their body language and the way they appear, I don't know if that denotes a feeling of energy, like you said, and enthusiasm in an organization, vibrancy. I mean, it's a small point, you know, in a long column there, but that was my point in putting that in there.
Do you have suggestions how to bring that enthusiasm back?
It's hard. They've won for 25 years here. And when they won that Super Bowl in 96, it was all so fresh and new again because the last Super Bowl had been, 29 years before. And, you know, you can't replicate that. That was just, it was all genuine, real, authentic. The whole state was just on fire at that point. And since 96, they won another Super Bowl, and they lost one, and they've won all these divisions, and they've been very good with their 2 great quarterbacks. You can't bring that feeling back. That would probably take 20 more years of
sure.
losing and then a rebirth again.
Right.
I don't think anybody wants to experience that.
That's Bob McGinn, a veteran Packers beat reporter who recently launched his own website, BobMcGinnFootball.com. To read more about McGinn's thoughts on the season so far, plus to hear about his big career change, visit WPR.org.